An AI just claimed to solve a math problem that stumped humans for 50 years. And in the same week, another AI independently ran a full ransomware attack from start to finish, with no human clicking a single button in between. Hey everyone, welcome back to AceGamIQ Weekly Digest, your AI and tech recap. I'm Alice.
And I'm Max. Alice, I've said this before, but this week actually made me pause. We've got math history and a cybersecurity nightmare basically sharing a headline slot.
Right, it's week 29 of 2026, and honestly, it might be the clearest snapshot yet of where we are. Incredible capability and governance sprinting to catch up.
310 articles this week, and agentic AI was the most active topic. So let's not waste time. Where do we start?
We start with the math. OpenAI's newest model, GPT-5.6 Sol, reportedly proved the cycle double cover conjecture. That's a graph theory problem that's been open for decades.
Okay, translate that for me. Why does one obscure conjecture matter this much?
Because it's not pattern matching or summarizing known proofs. If verified, it's genuinely novel mathematical reasoning. Frontier labs have been chasing benchmark scores for years. This is different. It's a discovery, not a score.
And the timing stings for Google, doesn't it? I saw Gemini 3.5 Pro got delayed over coding shortfalls.
Exactly. And that contrast is brutal optics-wise. OpenAI producing what looks like an AGI-adjacent proof point, while a rival can't ship on schedule for coding. Expect mathematicians to pick this apart hard over the next few weeks, though. Reproducibility is everything here.
Right, because AI proved a theorem, and AI proved a theorem that survives peer review, are very different headlines.
Exactly. Now, the flip side of this capability story is security, and this is the one that actually unsettled me. Researchers at SysDig documented what they're calling the first fully autonomous AI-driven ransomware attack. They're calling it Jade Puffer.
Fully autonomous meaning what, exactly? No human in the loop at all?
That's the claim. An AI agent chained reconnaissance, credential theft, lateral movement, and then destructive database encryption without a human directing each step. It's the difference between a tool and an operator.
That's genuinely alarming. How widespread is this risk right now, practically speaking?
Pretty widespread already. 54% of enterprises report they've already had some kind of AI agent security incident, and get this, 99.9% of fixable AI vulnerabilities are still unpatched.
99.9%. That's not a gap, that's a canyon.
It is, and almost on cue, Senator Mark Warner introduced the AI Agent Act this week, the first serious federal legislative attempt at regulating agentic AI specifically. It touches platform interoperability, FTC enforcement, consumer protection duties.
Does legislation like that stand a real chance of moving fast enough to matter?
Legal scholars are calling it early but consequential. It's less about passing tomorrow and more about establishing the framework everyone will argue over. But the timing next to Jade Puffer makes the point for them. Agentic AI outpaced the law before the law even started writing.
So capability breakthroughs and security breakdowns, same week, same theme underneath. Nobody's fully in control of what these systems can do yet.
That's the paradox of 2026 in one sentence, honestly. Let's shift to geopolitics, because China had a moment too. Moonshot AI released Kimi K3, a 2.8 trillion parameter open weight model that's topping front-end coding benchmarks.
Wait, didn't we already have a DeepSeek moment last year? Is this a repeat?
Sort of, and that's the interesting part. Several outlets called it a second DeepSeek shock, but the reaction this time was way more muted. Basically, the market's gone from panic to a shrug.
Because everyone's already priced in, that China can compete at the frontier.
Pretty much, and it's not just China. Germany released its own open-weight model, SUFI-S, 30 billion parameters. So the open-weight race now has three real players, the US, China, and Europe. American model leadership isn't a safe assumption anymore.
And I'd guess that's exactly why NVIDIA's tightening chip exports right now. Not a coincidence.
Not a coincidence at all. NVIDIA more than halved its list of authorized Asian AI chip buyers this week, and US officials confirmed some H200 chips still reach Chinese buyers despite restrictions, which triggered a congressional grilling.
So compute access is basically becoming the real lever in this whole competition, more than the models themselves.
That's the read. And meanwhile, Google's pushing TPUs to outside cloud customers. Apple is reportedly hunting for AI chip acquisitions because its in-house server chips underperformed, and AMD's chasing what analysts call its next reinvention. NVIDIA's dominance isn't unquestioned anymore, even if it's still way out front.
Meanwhile, Japan just goes and builds an entire national AI factory with NVIDIA, right? Vera Rubin, thousands of GPUs?
13,750 Vera CPUs, 27,500 Rubin GPUs, plus robotics partnerships with Fanuc and Yaskawa. Japan's positioning itself as a physical AI hub, chips and robots together as a coordinated national strategy.
That's a genuinely different model than the US approach of individual companies racing each other.
It is, and TSMC posting record June revenue with raised CapEx guidance tells you the underlying demand for all this isn't slowing down, regardless of who's racing whom.
Okay. Let's talk money, because I saw some numbers that made me do a double take.
Databricks confirmed a new valuation of $188 billion, a 40% jump, led by Coatue. Still no IPO in sight, and it's one of the most valuable private companies in AI right now.
$188 billion with no public listing planned. How does that even function long term?
That's the open question everyone in venture is quietly asking. But it's not slowing anyone down. Helsing, the European defense AI startup, raised $1.8 billion at an $18 billion valuation, and investor demand actually exceeded what they were allocating.
Defense AI specifically is getting that kind of appetite. That says something about where geopolitical anxiety is pushing capital.
Exactly, and it's not isolated. Pixverse, the AI video startup, extended its Series C to $439 million, crossing a $2 billion valuation just months after becoming a unicorn. June's overall VC numbers hit $19.27 billion across 429 deals, and AI infrastructure remains the dominant thesis.
So even with all the security chaos and export control fights, capital just keeps flowing like nothing's wrong.
That tension is basically the story of the whole week. Which brings us to robotics, because there was a genuinely historic first, the first ever humanoid robot strike, at a Hyundai and Boston Dynamics Atlas deployment.
Wait, a strike? Humans striking against robots, or something stranger?
Human workers striking in response to the humanoid deployment, essentially a labor action triggered by robot integration. It's a symbolic threshold. This isn't theoretical automation anxiety anymore. It's an actual labor dispute on the record.
And I noticed a New York school district is bringing in a humanoid classroom assistant this fall. That feels like a big leap in public comfort with these things.
It does, and it's happening the same week robotics platforms from Booster Robotics, Xiaomi, and Agibot all rolled out new embodied AI systems. Physical AI is moving from demo videos to daily deployment awfully fast. So stepping back, if you look across everything this week, the through line is really that gap between what agentic AI can do and what we've built to control it. Jade Puffer, the AI Agent Act. 54% of enterprises already hit by agent incidents. It's all the same story from different angles.
And it's happening on two fronts internationally too. Model capability with Kimi K3 and compute access with NVIDIA's export tightening. Nobody's just competing on one axis anymore.
Right, and underneath all of that, there's this quieter thread about interpretability and bias, research into Western moral bias in ChatGPT, cultural variance in Claude's answers, mental health benchmark gaps. Those softer alignment questions are getting real attention now, not just capability chasing.
What do you think we watch most closely heading into next week?
Whether the math proof actually survives scrutiny, honestly. If it holds up, that's a real inflection point for AI and science. If it doesn't, it's a cautionary tale about hype outrunning verification, which, fittingly, is basically this whole week in miniature. That's a lot to sit with: a math breakthrough, a ransomware first, a legislative first, and enough funding to make your head spin. That's your weekly digest. I'm Alice with Max. See you next Sunday. If today's brief was useful, consider buying me a coffee. Find the link on the episode page.